Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to KFWF Radio, featuring weird news and trivia. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And as always, is with me is Greg. Say hello, Greg.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
And Dan is with me as well, as is his hat.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
And with us we have, of course, producer Todd.
What's up?
Love the enthusiasm. His postmates didn't deliver the monster this morning, apparently, I guess. I don't know.
Sorry. What's going on, Ozzy? How are things with you?
That's much better.
You want me to not be myself?
No. You can be yourself. It's all right, Todd.
All right,
so we'll just get things kicked off here in Lakewood, Washington. This happened last Sunday, so not Sunday two nights ago, but Sunday, March 30th. State troopers were involved in a high-speed chase off of Interstate 5. I have to say Interstate 5 because this wasn't in California. Otherwise, we'd say the 5. But if of Interstate 5, after the driver hit two cars and failed to stop both times after hitting each car. Troopers attempted to corner the vehicle, and when one of the troopers drove beside, they saw a pit bull in the driver's seat with a man in the passenger seat steering for the dog. they used spike strips to stop the car, and the guy said he was teaching his dog how to drive.
Well, I mean, who hasn't done that?
Hell of a circus act.
Here's the thing. I mean, how is the dog seated? Because my buddy has a giant pit bull. It's a large, large pit bull. And I'm trying to think of how, now, maybe with pedal extenders, it would work, but how could the dog have his foot on the gas? I mean, you guys remember Problem Child?
Yes.
He drives the car into the store, and he's also driving it on the streets as well with John Ritter on the roof, right? He's just sunken in, and he just doesn't know where he's steering. He just has his foot on the gas. That's the only way I can see this working for his dog to actually be pushing the gas while the guy is steering the wheel.
But you are potentially dating yourself in that, because now you could have the paddles on the steering wheel.
I was going to say, what if the owner had the foot
the pedal extenders?
Yeah, no, the handicap gimmick where you
the pedal extenders.
Is that what they're called?
Or even cruise control.
What the
oh yeah, cruise control. There you go.
And you can adjust speed there.
But then how would the dog brake? Like, it turns.
They were still...
trying to teach, like, no, don't run into that car. Like, you need to press brake, Fido, or whatever.
Especially because its instinct is to chase the other cars, most likely.
I'll teach you from running away from me. You should have just stopped and let me bark at you.
He was tired of chasing the cars and not catching them.
Yeah, now he caught them for sure.
Although I'm not sure what's more surprising right now, the fact of a dog driving a vehicle, or there being actually two other cars on a freeway at this point in time.
Good point.
Fair.
Where was this set again, Ozzy?
This was in Lakewood. Well, the driver was from Lakewood, Washington. I couldn't get information as far as where it was actually was, because it just said a Lakewood man was charged with reckless endangerment and whatnot. Thankfully, the pit bull was taken to a shelter where it hasn't been driving at all. Hasn't missed it either, I'm sure. So, you guys ready for the first question?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you guys are listening for the first time out there, after the question, I'll play a song. The song has something to do with the answer. And here we go. Topic is literature. A little bit technical, but still literature. What 12-issue comic book series first published in 1986 and written by Alan Moore was recognized in Time magazine's list of the 100 best English language novels published since 1923. Once again, what 12-issue comic book series first published in 1986 and written by Alan Moore was recognized in Time magazine's list of the 100 best English language novels published since 1923. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the answer. What 12-issue comic book series, first published in 1986 and written by Alan Moore, was recognized in Time magazine's list of the 100 best English language novels published since 1923. Song I had playing by the Phantoms was Watch Me for the correct answer, Watchmen. Watchmen be the correct answer. I apologize, I didn't ask you guys if you had a guess. I figured it's kind of one I threw out there as a gimme, so I had a feeling you guys all guessed it.
Yeah, that one was one I was able to finish. See, last week I guessed the first one, so it's two in a row. Let's see.
Well, the first one's supposed to be like, hey, come on, you can do this. I'm supposed to get the Todds out there to participate.
Damn. I'm not guessing anymore.
Oh, come on. You'll be sucked into it.
Where's my sound clips?
Oh, how dare you. We don't need any of that. All right. So let's go over this next story. So check this out. In October 2018, then New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. had stated in an interview that he really doesn't like water, right? Now, this particular story isn't about him, but there's a group of people who have an absurd hatred of water. For example, there's a New York woman who had been hospitalized with dehydration on 3 separate occasions. And even after each time being hospitalized, she was quoted by saying she'd rather drink castor oil than drink a sip of water.
Oh, God.
Now, when I was reading about this, apparently there's a group of people, they'll take coffee with them to the gym instead of water. Or, you know, there's people who have wine in between yoga sessions. You know, like, I guess wine with yoga is, like, too much of a stretch, but...
That makes sense.
But it turns out a lot of people that had this, that feel the same way about water, were raised on a lot of juice or soda. So a lot of the times, like this woman in particular, she relies on Crystal Light. Like, she has patches of Crystal Light with her to add to water because she just can't stand the taste of it. Like, anything except water by itself. Like, she's fine with, like, water-based anything, including alcohol. Like, alcohol is totally fine. But the taste of water, she absolutely hates.
Oh. Now, you think Budweiser counts, or...?
Yeah.
Coors Light. I get that. I mean, I know I drink more water if, like, I add some of, like, the flavors in them. But I don't, like... I'm not, like, gross water.
Yeah, you'll drink it, like, if you're thirsty and it's there, you'll drink it. Yeah, like, you would never tell yourself that you'll actually drink castor oil.
No.
See, yeah, that's where I'm at. But I'm glad we're all on the same long lines of alcohol there, because this next question, the topic is potent potables. You guys ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Owned by California's E&J Gallo Winery. What economically priced brand of sparkling wine? One of the best selling in the United States. Comes in numerous varieties, including Peach Moscato, Cold Duck, and Spumante. Once again, owned by California's E&J Gallo Winery. What economically priced brand of sparkling wine? One of the best selling in the United States. Comes in numerous varieties, including Peach Moscato, Cold Duck, and Spumante. We'll be back in a few minutes with the answer.
I understood loneliness before I knew what it was. I saw the pills on your table for your unrequited love. I would be nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us, both of us, both of us, both of us. I am a giant. Stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you see. Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking boulders underneath our feet. I am the giant.
stand up on my shoulders. Tell me what you see. Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking borders underneath our feet.
Shake, throw the weight in the dirt under me, yeah. Gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. Gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. Gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. Gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt.
Owned by California's E&J Gallo Winery. What economically priced brand of sparkling wine, one of the best selling in the United States, comes in numerous varieties, including Peach Moscato, Cold Duck, and Spumante. Song I had playing by Calvin Harris featuring Ragged Robe Man was Giant, because the correct answer is Andre.
Yep.
Like Andre the Giant, right? See that giant, right? Andre.
Got it.
Come on. It was WrestleMania this weekend, people.
I was going to guess he's suicide.
Okay. Oh. Right.
Okay, so, some good old Boone's Farm, but maybe that's one too many hits in 7-Eleven.
You know, it's funny because he said the name of the winery was E&J. All I can think of is Erkenchirk, the bottom of the barrel brandy.
Ah. I don't really know that, and I was really curious what that meant, but yeah, I'm glad that it went that direction.
Well, it's Erkenchirk because when you drink it, you irk, and then you jerk and puke.
Yeah. Ah.
Ooh. Well,
my youth had a few bottles of that.
A few?
Yeah.
Just a few?
It's still, the thought of it still makes me kind of gag.
Oh, God.
All right. We can move on. Now, this one, I have a good story this week.
Oh, finally. Good in,
no, hold on a second. No, dare you. You're being ridiculous. Now, this is from in the United Kingdom. There's a woman who had started a Second Life account due to her disability. She used it as an escape, right? And at the time, she was married 6 years. She met somebody else on Second Life, and they started talking, and, you know, they decided to become an item via Second Life. And she was communicative with her husband, letting her know, like, hey, this is happening on the Second Life. And the relationship in this game blossomed into a marriage. They ended up having a kid in the game, right? So 3 years after this happened, the wife had realized that she had fallen out of love with her current husband and fell in love with the Second Life husband. So then they got married in First Life, in real life, last December. They got married, and it's not like there was any harsh feelings, because the husband, I guess, felt the same way. He was totally fine with it, and it was an amicable divorce, and they actually all get along. I mean, it kind of makes sense, because he doesn't have to pay alimony at this case. Like, he just, like, gets out of, like, all, like, it. I mean, I'm not married or anything like that, but it kind of seemed like a get-out-of-jail-free card. Like,
right.
if that was his perception at the time, you know. Because, yeah.
In unrelated news, I hear Dan and Ozzy have brand new Second Life accounts.
Oh. How dare you?
I could have went worse and said, little do they know they're talking to each other.
If Dan was catfishing, then it would have been, that would have been set the stage for a huge fight. We could have pushed once we get back outdoors.
Right.
And sell tickets too. We'll book it. Next topic of science.
Science!
What endocrine gland located at the anterior base of the neck in humans has a name that is derived from the Greek for shield-shaped? Once again, what endocrine gland located at the anterior base of the neck in humans has a name that is derived from the Greek for shield-shaped? We'll be back in a few minutes with the answer.
Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl. Step by step.
What endocrine gland located at the anterior base of the neck in humans has a name that is derived from the Greek for shield-shaped? Song we heard from New Kids on the Block was Step by Step. You guys have any guesses for this one?
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Holy Toledo. That is not the name of a gland. Oh.
The Funky Bunch.
The
I know one guy who might have an endocrine gland, maybe Snoop Dogg.
That went over my head.
Endo, yep. Come on.
Endo, Ozzy.
Oh.
How did you not get that?
It's been a long day.
Okay.
Dan!
I am absolutely clueless on this one.
Like normal.
Okay.
I knew Watchmen. God.
I thought I was going to push him to the brink on that one.
All right. So, song was New Kids on the Block, Step by Step, because Step by Step was a sitcom in the 90s starring Suzanne Summers, who was a spokesperson for the Thigh Master. Correct answer is thyroid. The thyroid gland being the correct answer. No, you don't all get that. That was awesome. How dare you?
Hey. You know, for you to not understand the Snoop Dogg reference and come up with a relation like that, come on, man.
I think my mind was elsewhere. I think that's what it was. I was on the brink of delivering this one because I knew none of you guys had the connection. I was so excited about this one. I was focused on this one. I was ignoring all other things at that moment.
That's when you said that, I did think of the television show, but I had no idea how to connect it.
Yeah, Suzanne Summers.
Yeah.
That's the key. Well, thank you guys for another week.
Is that it?
We had the three questions.
That went quick tonight.
And well, I time flies when you're having fun. No good? You don't agree? Todd,
I was waiting for someone else.
You're like, time flies when it sucks, too. Like, that's what I was expecting from you.
I was letting someone be positive. Producer Todd's been overworked this week.
Oh, I apologize. Life must be so hard for producer Todd.
They think because we're all in lockdown, all I do is this.
No comment. But would you like to have any comments to anybody listening right now? Closing comments.
Todd is a dummy. PG.
Wow.
Okay.
So unprofessional to call your producer that.
It took him about 10 minutes, but he came up with one. Okay.
At least you could have Fred Sanford me. You big dummy. I mean something.
Well, that would be racist, Todd.
Okay, let's just move on, because I don't even understand that.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm not interested in finding the connection there. Greg, closing comments, any?
I just really appreciate how when there's a moment that you're like, I think I got these guys on this question, that's when you care about if we know the answer or not.
That's fair. And producer Todd, I actually was initially asking you if you had any closing comments. You let Dan take the floor, so you have any closing comments right now?
I do. You can listen to one of our many, many Flesh Wound shows this past week, this upcoming weeks. We got a live video. We got another video, so you can see Dan's hat in all of its glory.
There you go. All on fleshwoundfeatures.com.
Well, to see, since we're only in beta on the live videos, you can only see those on the horror channel, the Flesh Wound group.
And the Horror Dan, Cartel Flesh Wound
group. What did I call it? Yeah.
The Horror Channel. I don't know what that is, Todd.
I just want to make sure that Dan. I just want to make sure Dan's aware that a beta is not what tried to outdo VHS, and he's not thinking that's what he's going to be using for this video, right, Dan?
I'm beyond beta. I mean, come on, come on.
You're on Laserdisc right now. Sorry, it's 2020. My bad.
Damn it.
I Yeah, don't bring up Laser Disc. I'll start dropping random facts.
Yeah, that's a great time to move on. And, of course, I'd like to thank Sunset Trivia for providing the questions that you heard earlier tonight. And thank you all for listening, because in all of our hearts, you're all good enough. We'll see you next week.
Hello, baby!
Hey, waitress! Hey!